for the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. Grab your coffee, your Bible, a pen, and your journal. It's time to be encouraged. And now here are your hosts, Terry and Melissa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Monday, April 29th. It's Monday Morning Motivation on the Good Morning Show. We're so glad you've joined us.
We are super glad you're here, but we don't know you're here unless you type in your chat box. That's right. We can't see you coming in and out of the social media rooms. Whether you're on Facebook and you can see each other or not, we only know you're here, YouTube, Facebook, website, podcast, if you type in your chat box. So will you do that just now? Will you type in your chat box? Let us know where you're tuning in from. And please, please, please answer the very important question that we must ask every time we gather together. What is in your cup? That's right. We care about what you're drinking this morning. I hope you're drinking good coffee. I hope you have something wonderful in your cup and you're enjoying it. It's the least you can do for yourself on a Monday morning.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter if it's coffee or if it's a diet soda or water or whatever it is that you got. I mean, even Randy up in Canada, right? He's got hot chocolate in his cup.
It's hot here in Kentucky, so we aren't drinking hot chocolate, but we are drinking hot coffee. I guess that counts. Let's jump over to the chat box and say a hi there. Hello to Tracy McGarry in the house.
Good morning, buddy.
He says, good morning, Wrights and other friends. He's got nothing in his cup yet, but he's folding laundry.
Wow. That's,
he's such a hard worker. Wow. Thank you. Good morning, Tracy. We love you.
Absolutely.
Dave Ramsey in Danville, Illinois.
Good morning, buddy.
He's got half black silk in his coffee, decafe, in a brand
silk
new mug.
Cafe.
Wow. Oh, wow.
A Fire School Ministries mug.
Wow.
From Dr. Robin Corkle.
Go ahead,
Dave. That's awesome.
Mary Kay is just down the street here in Shelbyville, Kentucky, and she's having Decaf Seattle's best coffee with half and half. Happy last Monday in April. Wow. This month went fast.
Yeah, it sure has. It sure has. You know, before we move on, I always crack up when I hear that. I think of Elf, Seattle's best coffee. It's like, guys did it.
You did
it's
it.
It's the best coffee in
Congratulations.
Seattle.
Congratulations. That's right.
Good stuff.
Hey, good morning, Randy, our friend in Canada. And good morning, Pastor D. Boy in Fort Worth, Texas. We love you, sweet sister.
Amen.
Chris in the house this morning, Starbucks Pike Place blend in her cup. Another amazing spirit-filled service yesterday. God
Amen.
Is so good. It was a wonderful service. And man, did you have a great word.
Well, that's the Lord.
D is drinking Houston Dark Roast from HEB. That sounds good. I like me some dark roast coffee. That sounds really good this morning.
Yeah.
Monica, alive, breathing, safe and well in Omaha, Nebraska, wrote out some nasty thunderstorms and tornadoes.
The new Tornado Alley.
We are so blessed that you are okay. We checked on her throughout. We had some conversation and some pictures. She's got some great photos of some really scary stuff that happened in that area, the tornadoes and the actual funnel. But I'm so glad that both Donnie and Monica are well and their family as well.
Yeah, you know, I saw reports that on the 26th, just last week, when a lot of those storms, they had reported over 70 tornadoes from Texas through Arkansas,
Oklahoma, Missouri, Kansas, Iowa.
And
unbelievable.
Illinois. It was crazy. It is crazy.
Missouri, too. I forgot Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm glad you all are safe. I hope you all are well this morning. We have so much to talk about. There is so much going on, and we can't wait to share with you. We have some follow-up from last week, and we have some brand new things to talk to you about. We're so excited. If you're tuning in this morning and you've never been here, welcome. We are here to love you and encourage you by the Word of God. We want to pray for you. So if you have a prayer request, it's not an interruption. Type out your prayer request. We will absolutely stop and pray with and for you. Also, if it's private and you don't want to share it with everybody, you can just private message us and we'll pray with you.
That's right.
Also, if you're here for the first time, we just want to love you and encourage you, talk about great things, but you guys drive the show and those that are regulars know that. So what we talk about today really depends on you. So we'd love your feedback. Interact with us if you can. Make sure you let us know you're here. And if you're here and you tend to dip out of the room partway into the show, stick around. You do not want to miss some of the things we're going to talk about today.
Absolutely. You know, it seems like Monica's saying that that was a scary moment, the storm. So she's talking about the other day after being away from it for 5 years. When we have moved to Kentucky from Kansas, you know, it was always the norm. It's like, well, it's tornado season. And out here, we have been pretty blessed. There have been a few areas that have been hit really hard in the last couple of years.
A couple times.
But it's not anything like what we've seen recently everywhere else. And so just you guys stay safe.
Yeah. For sure.
And Ryan Hall was talking also about how this year, this season is just totally, and I think it's going to be a big hurricane season is what they're talking about as well.
Great.
Because of all the stuff that's
wow.
going on. So yeah.
Lots going on.
For sure.
That's a lot. Well, I'm sure there's a weather pattern out there that has some weird name like La Nina or El Nino or something crazy that's setting all this up.
But, El Loco.
Right. So check it out. Master Pastor Yoda in the house, whom we missed
Amen.
So much yesterday. They had a fantastic weekend, no doubt. He says he's got Starbucks in, whoa, it's empty. His cup is empty, but his spiritual cup is running over. They saw Noah over the weekend and he was awarded the Cougar Award for Mount Vernon Nazarene University Tennis Leadership and Team Encouragement. And
that's
Ben is
awesome.
A proud papa.
Yeah.
We are proud as well. Congratulations, Noah.
Yes.
You are an amazing young man. So excited for what the Lord has in store for you. So excited that Heather and Ben and the kids all got to be together this weekend. They got to play tennis as a family. Although we really miss them, we are so happy that they had that time together. And I'm super glad he's back. And Buddy, in your honor today, we're going to do a little taste test. And we have got, oh, look, that thing came out blue.
Yeah.
It's green, but look at that. Isn't that crazy?
It probably has something to do with the colors.
Look at our pink faces too. What in the world happened?
You just reset the color code.
I reset it with the, we use these cups every day. We love them.
Let me switch.
That was crazy. I can't believe I just changed the whole, setup. That was awesome. Anyways, we're going to do a little taste test. Should we start off with that?
Well, let's see what's in our cup first because we've asked everybody else.
Yeah.
And Dee says Monday mornings require dark roast.
Preach that truth. Yes. Okay. So here it is this morning, you guys. We are drinking the coffeebeanery.com. We're drinking a vanilla caramel latte flavor. It's not a latte. It's just the flavor of the coffee beans.
Yeah.
And so we're drinking that from Coffee Beanery today, and it is a really good. How about you? What do you think?
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think it's great. And I'm drinking it out of my Louisville River City. Did you hear that sip? That was pretty cool.
That was some ASMR for you.
River right. City Hope Church coffee mug here.
Are we doing this?
Yeah.
Okay, counter down.
3, 2, 1.
That was our mugshot. And good morning, Lynn from Action Safety Supply in Oklahoma City. She's got Folgers with honey and cinnamon in her cup. She is celebrating receiving the General Superintendent Scholarship Award for NBC. Congratulations.
Woo! That's awesome.
And good morning. Oh, you going to do it?
Yeah.
All right, get her up. Get her up quick before we got to move on.
Doing weird stuff here. It's not. Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Yay!
A little celebration.
Lynn. Good morning, Janice from Spring, Texas. She don't have nothing in her cup. Looky there, Stevie A. I talked about you in prayer group this morning, buddy.
Hey,
it is so good to see you. Yes. We bless you, buddy. We honor you. We are so happy to see you. Brother Steve, we miss you.
Yeah, you need to make a little road trip east.
Yeah, Ben says these are the best cups ever. I'd hold it up again, but Abby's in the picture now. That's just great. That's great. The dogs are just stealing the show. Yeah, Ben, thank you so much for these cups. We love using the aluminum cups because when you drink something cold, it just stays cold. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
And so a little congratulations going out to Lynn for her scholarship. We're super NBC, for those of you who don't know, is Nazarene Bible College. So go for you, Lynn. So happy.
Yes.
So happy.
Absolutely.
So we have a little something else. And they're not on yet this morning. I don't see Robin and Otis yet. Do you see them?
No, I haven't. I have not seen them
yet. Well,
so maybe we need to wait.
Maybe we do wait just a minute or two before we do this. But last week, you guys, we were talking about something and we needed to follow up with that something because it feels like the right thing to do to kind of see it through all the way to fruition. And if you didn't catch last week, we'll give you a recap and then we'll bring you up to speed.
Should we
wait a minute?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's wait. Let's wait just a few minutes here. I'm going to reset the temperature on this camera and just see if that helps.
Okay.
On things, and it's probably a little tint or something else. So anyway, so what else we got going on? Let's see. Today is, as Mary Kay said, the last Monday in April.
Yep, April's 29th, almost over.
And we're rolling into May.
Yeah.
This coming Thursday, May 2nd, is the National Day of Prayer.
So excited.
And we're going to be celebrating that. We're going to be honoring our, praying for our country, our government, our city, our church, for anything else the Lord lays on our heart.
Yep.
From 7 a.m. until about 8 p.m., which, you know, 8 or 9 p.m., but it's going to be a continuous prayer all day long.
Yes.
From different pastors and leaders from around our district and around the city that are going to be coming in. We will be live streaming that. So it'll be on the River City Hope Church live stream. So you can follow it there. And I imagine they'll probably pitch it to Facebook as well for River City Hope Church. So if you're interested in wanting to tune in, drop in. Throw some prayers out on the chat line there.
Yeah.
And that would be awesome
as
well.
You can also put some prayer requests in there. We'll do our best to get to them throughout the day.
For sure.
Yeah, we try to do that as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going on this week. It's kind of a big deal. Hey, good morning, Bucky.
Diet Mountain Dew, as always, in the morning.
Good to see you this morning, Bucky. We sure miss you. Hope you are doing well. We're praying for your recovery and know that you have got to be feeling better. I'm just believing that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Monica says to get our May baskets put together. Anybody else do May Day? When I was a kid, we did May Day.
Yeah.
We would make paper flowers and put them in a paper basket, and we would go put them on someone's door and knock and run away so that they would get their flowers.
Did you yell May Day from the bushes or anything like that?
No, we did not.
Because somebody might come to try to rescue you.
I tell this story every year. Are you ready to hear my May Day story?
Yes.
I spent so much time at school making my May basket and my May flowers, and I asked my mom if I could put them on my grandma's door, and she said yes. We lived far across town from grandma. It's not so far now that I think about
it. I know, right?
But whatever. Anyways, we went to grandma's house, and I put them on her doorknob. I knocked and ran away, and when she came to the door, she was not surprised because she knew it was me, and I was so disappointed.
Well, you know.
But I still love giving my grandma flowers.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I wish I could do that now with my kids and my mom. It'd be fun. But we live 9 hours away, so that's quite a commute too.
Well, it's a cool tradition. I mean, you know, there are certain traditions that families have, and I think growing up, that was one of them that we used to do.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, May, also makes me think of Memorial Weekend when everybody would go out and decorate the flowers at the cemetery, decorate the grave sites at the cemetery, take flowers out and different things. So May has, you know, in Mother's Day, there's quite a few things in there that traditions really follow in with that. So as we move into the month of May, we'll be talking about those things on the Good Morning Show. How about that?
Let's do it. Hey, Randy Flowers. Good to see you. He's at work, but he's checking in. Howdy unto you, buddy. Dave Ramsey wants to know if his son David is praying on Thursday. He is not scheduled yet, so why don't you text him and tell him I've still got some times available and he can come pray.
Yes.
We'd love to have him.
Yes, yes, for sure.
I need to pin down his pastor as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited about that.
Yep.
Lynn says that she's found that gluten is not her friend anymore. Can we please pray that the transition to her new normal for diet and self-care will be smooth? Yeah, that's difficult, huh? So Lord, right now I pray for Lynn's health and her body, her wholeness. Father, I pray as she really decides and tries to keep her temple holy for your Holy Spirit's dwelling. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would help her in this transition. Father, I pray that anything that would come against her, you would protect her body. If she inadvertently ingests something, whether it's cross-contamination, sometimes that's such a big deal for those that are gluten-free. I pray right now, Lord, that you just protect her, that you keep her, and that you bring whole health to Lynn's body. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, it's funny you mentioned that you had mentioned Steve Anderson earlier.
Yeah.
I was talking about Steve Anderson yesterday after church with Judy McHugh.
Really?
Because, you know, Bob was always a big Mustang collector and restorer and all that. And so she was talking about wanting to get the ragtop out and go out for a cruise. And the battery was dead, so she didn't get to do that. But it made me think of Steve and his Mustang and traveling and all that. So I was telling your story as well, buddy. So.
Yeah. That's so good.
We're so proud
of you, Steve. We love to brag on you. We love to brag on the Lord in your life.
Yeah.
So you are such a source of encouragement for us.
Yeah.
It's always good, buddy. When we talk about you, it's always good.
Yeah, it's good. It's always good.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's talk about this. Here's what we're going to talk about. Last week, last Monday, I told you that over the weekend we were shopping and we saw a display for Coke Zero Spiced. spicy Coke. And I thought, what in the world does spicy Coke taste like? And we all started talking about that. And I assumed that it might be like spicy cherry, but that's because I love cherry. And so maybe I was just hoping it was like spicy cherry.
But that would be Dr. Pepper.
Right. Abby is really stealing the show. Is she not the cutest thing in the world? Our little chihuahua here in the middle. Abby and Phineas are just hanging out. Sorry about that. They're so cute. I just get distracted. Anyway, so the issue was that we could not find a flavor on the box. And so we didn't try it, and it was Coke Zero Spice.
Yeah, it didn't give a description of
Robin and Otis were on, and they're like, guess what? We have some. We'll give you some. And so they brought yesterday a couple cans of Coca-Cola Spiced Zero Sugar, and it doesn't say this on the box that I could find, but if you look really closely on the label, it says Raspberry Spiced. It's a raspberry spiced. It's sealed. It has been in the fridge all night. We have not tried it yet. So here you go. You're going to get a little ASMR this morning as we open this. And we try this can.
Is there something in there? Oh, there's ice.
I put a little ice in there.
I wonder why the cup was so cold.
Yeah, we're going to have a little. Let's
get it closer.
Oh, I smell it.
Do you smell the raspberry?
Uh-huh, I smell it. Okay, we're going to try the spiced Coke Zero spiced raspberry. Here we go. All right.
You go ahead.
Okay.
I smell it. Yeah. It's very fragrant.
Oh, my goodness.
You like it?
Oh, I do. Now, I'm not a huge raspberry fan. But you guys, this is delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
okay,
good.
Okay, so don't judge me, but I do like diet soda, okay? And I love the zero sodas. Don't tell me how unhealthy they are, okay? Don't tell me how bad I am for drinking them.
Dee says she loves it.
Like, I like this. This is very good. Okay, so hi, Elrinda. Good morning. She loves seeing the pups on the cameras with her little cameos. Yeah. And good to see you this morning, sister. Dee says she loves the spiced Coke Zero. It's so yummy. It really is. It's really fruity. You guys, there's nothing spicy about it, though. I don't know about the name.
I'm glad we have two cans of these.
I don't think the name matches the flavor.
Put your cup up there. It's still blue. That's weird.
Do you think the name matches the flavor, guys? Dave says spiced Coke is good. I like the orange cream Coke better. Yeah. Look, I didn't even know they made that stuff.
I love orange cream soda. I mean, those are really cool.
All right. Well, that's a win-win. And if you don't mind to pour a little bit more of that, I'm going to pour a little bit more of that.
There might be some left. I might have left you a little bit there.
Thanks. That's nice of you. Okay. So experiment complete. And is it two thumbs up or just one?
I think it was good. Yeah.
All right. Two thumbs up. We like the spiced Raspberry Coke.
Yeah.
Spiced Coke Zero.
Yeah.
All right, go get you some and try it out for yourself. Now, let me tell you, Baylor, you want to try some of this? Okay, Baylor's like, where's mine? Hey, Baylor, come stand between us. This is our Baylor. Move all the way over. Baylor, what are you wearing today? She doesn't have her microphone. She cannot tell you, but we will tell you. It's the Good Morning Show merchandise. That's right. We got merch, you guys. We've got shirts. We've got hoodies. We've got all of the things. And guess what? We're sharing with you. You all can get your own Good Morning Show shirt. Right now, we have t-shirts up. We'll have hoodies and crew necks coming soon. But here they are. Uncle Steve says, good morning, Baylor. He says hi to you. You can have the rest of what's in here. Tell us what you think. I love, Dee says good morning to you. Pastor Dee says good morning. What do you think of the Coke?
It's good.
You like it? She says it's good. Okay, now move your hand down and let's see this. Okay, so we've got a little Terry Bitmoji and little Melissa Bitmoji on the Good Morning Show. We got our little VW bus, right? And the goodmorningshow.tv website at the bottom. You can get yours in multiple colors. Baylor got to pick a special hoodie because, well, she's special. And so she chose mint green. And I know that the coloring on the screen is a little off, but let me tell you, it looks really, really good on the mint green. Terry, can you stand up a little bit and give us a little model? This is what Terry's wearing this morning. He's wearing what we call the Good Morning Show eye chart. and it's on Military Green. And it just has some information about the show, the Good Morning Show, in iChart form. And it's on Military Green, and it looks really good. I'm going to do a little stand-up here, and Terry's going to tell you what I'm wearing.
Yours is the cool one here. This, I mean, they're all cool, but this one is the official What's in Your Cup Good Morning Show shirt.
There it is. And we have now modeled successfully all of the new Good Morning Show merchandise for you. And if you want some, why don't you go check out the goodmorningshow.tv. Thanks for hanging out with us, Baylor. Thanks for modeling for us.
Absolutely.
You did a great job, sis. You can go to the website, check out the merchandise. It's going to link you over to Cliff and Geneva's, and you can order whatever you want. There's multiple colors for each shirt style.
Right.
And shipping is free. Free. Did you catch that? Shipping
is free. In the price, yeah.
Shipping is included in the price. And so go get yours today, and we'll get those out to you as soon as possible. Everybody is saying good morning to Baylor. Thank you guys for welcoming her.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ben.
Ben, you had a help in this as well.
Ben does have a help in this as well. Our press is Ben's press, and so I can tell you all the things about your press. Hey, good morning. There's more of you jumping on. Welcome to the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. We're so glad you're here. It's Monday morning motivation. We are here to motivate you and encourage you and love you and all the things. We're talking about spiced Coke. We're talking about merchandise and t-shirts and hoodies. We're talking about chihuahuas. It's just what we do here. What's in your cup this morning, guys? Can you let us know? Of course, that's the shirt that I'm wearing, the What's in Your Cup shirt, because I truly want to know.
Yeah. Baylor's a big hit this morning.
Baylor's a big hit all the time.
She is.
I mean, oh, look, the little shadows of the dogs. That's so cute. They're a huge distraction for me.
Oh, well.
I don't think we can have them in here when I'm on.
They're just going to scratch at the door. You know, they'll want in. They can't not be in the place where you are.
They're just a huge distraction. Abby, stop.
Is she going to yip? I hope not.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
They were just doing what they do.
Well, that's good. Well,
I have to tell you that the coffee doesn't taste the same after drinking the raspberry
Coke. I'm sure it doesn't.
Why do you guys think they call it spiced? Why do you think they do that?
Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's just like a play on the word, you know, like it's got extra flavor or something. Spiced it up.
It is really good.
Because when somebody says, hey, you really spiced, they spiced up that song, right? It didn't mean that they added like hot sauce to it.
Maybe, but I think if it's a food or a drink, it ought to probably reflect that.
If it says spicy Coke, then I would understand. But spiced means like we've raised the flavor level up.
I drink Element, and the spicy mango is spicy.
Yeah.
And I love it.
But you mean it's got like a hot pepper spice flavor?
Yeah, but in like, I just feel like if something is spicy, I feel like it really ought to reflect that.
Because there are spices in
Robin,
it, like cinnamon.
We tried your, thank you so much for giving us the Coke Zero. We taste tested it this morning. I hope you got to see part of that. She says she's late, but it is so good. We both love it. And Robin says it's because there's cinnamon and spices in the raspberry soda. So that makes sense, Robin. That makes good sense.
Yeah,
Thank you for clarifying
and
that.
And Monica is saying spice of life. You know, there's that phrase where spice gets used, but it's not necessarily toward a specific flavor.
Yeah.
But so that's good.
Robin, good morning. Glad you're here. We missed you. Also, we showed merch. So Terry will have to show you those things here in a little bit.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it.
There it is.
We got new merchandise.
Yeah.
We've got shirts. We're so excited. That's what Dee says. Dee says it has cinnamon in it. Oh, did you finish it? Okay, thanks. All right, this is the recap. This is what we've been talking about this morning. The Coca-Cola Zero Sugar Spiced Raspberry Cinnamon Flavored Drink. We really like it. What are you doing?
I'm just looking.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for clarifying,
cool.
And thanks for bringing me up to speed, you guys. I'm not in the know. I do need to go back to Dave's comment. He said there's Coke Orange Cream. I've not seen that.
Coke. Yeah, you know, we always see all the different flavors of the AL8 one.
Yeah.
Right? People call it AL8, but AL8 one, because it's made just down the road here in Kentucky.
Right.
And it's all over the place. It's in glass bottles, but they have all the different flavors. And they usually launch those different flavors like the orange creamsicle and...
They're seasonal.
Know, raspberry, strawberry, whatever.
Right.
And so I've never had Coke. Well, I take that back. I have had Coca-Cola in the mixing machine. You know how you do the, what do they call those?
The zero, the
Coke. Where you can have over 1,000 different combinations.
I don't remember what it's called.
And it's like at Wendy's and different places that way. And I have used orange in my Coca-Cola that way.
Right. Well, when you make it like that from the fountain, I get that. I love that. But when you can find it at Walmart or Kroger's in a can and it's got flavors. Now, I don't drink regular soda. I do not drink regular soda. I never have. But I do love, love, love diet soda or like zero soda. Oh, no.
She wants you.
Okay. So here's the other thing. Would you put the rat down? This is such a crazy show this morning. It feels like I'm so distracted. Pastor Rick Grable in the house this morning. Good morning. He's drinking Green Mountain coffee in his cream. Hopefully teeth tomorrow. Does that mean you're getting your teeth worked on tomorrow? And he's missing us. Can I tell you, we really, really are missing you as well.
Yeah, we are.
We're missing you as well. If he's having his teeth worked on, so is Otis. This week, Otis is getting, he's going to become royalty. He's getting three crowns.
He's already royalty.
Yeah, I hope that wasn't like, sorry if that was confidential. I don't know. Is teeth work confidential?
I don't know. Ben says peach ale-aid is bomb.
I like peach soda. Does anybody old enough to remember peach knee-high on here? My mama loves peach knee-high. Mama, are you on this morning? My mom loves knee-high peach soda. It comes in grape. It comes in strawberry. But my mom loves peach knee-high. Does anybody remember that?
No, yeah.
I just wondered.
Well, David said that the Coke had the Coke orange cream flavored Coke about 3 months ago there in their area in Illinois, and then it was gone. So
Sometimes
they'll do a test market in different places, and certain places will get different things, and they're just trying it out to see if they could release it worldwide or nationwide or whatever. Remember when we lived in Topeka, they put the M&M factory, the M&M Mars had a factory there, and so you could get certain, they would release certain flavors of M&Ms that you couldn't get in other places. Remember when they were doing that?
The truth is that the closer you are to an M&M's Mar factory, the more flavors are available. So in Topeka and in the M&M store and then in the surrounding area, filling stations and grocery stores, there is literally more flavors of M&M's than anywhere else because it's closest to the factory. Now, the further away you get, the less flavors that places carry. And so when we moved to Kentucky, when we would go back to Topeka, we would get all the flavors for all the kids because we all miss them.
Oh yeah.
But when we go back to Topeka, we get all the crazy M&M flavors. Yeah, it's fun.
Yep.
Robin says peach knee-high is good. Radar O'Reilly liked grape knee-high. Oh, I love MASH. Oh gosh, we could do a whole show about MASH.
You know what? It reminds me every time that I turn off of Preston Highway onto Summit Drive going to the church, there's a sign right there by the trees and it says radar enforced. And it's that somebody made that meme that has the picture of radar like he's looking out of the bushes. Or radar, does it say radar enforced or something like that? Radar something.
I don't know, but I do.
I always think of MASH.
Love MASH.
Yeah. Yeah.
We haven't watched the whole that. Yeah, we watched season, the entire series again. We do that a lot, though. We do it with like Andy Griffith and Mary Berry RFD and MASH and all the Star Treks. And so we need to go back and do that with MASH again because it's been several years since we've watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
Ale 8 cream is good too. Dave, you like cream, orange cream. Brett likes orange cream also.
I do too. Yeah.
That's good. Hey, if you're just joining us, welcome to the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa Wright. We're so glad you're here. We're talking about all things this morning. Coffee, Coca-Cola Zero, soda flavors is gotten us off track. And actually, it's not off track. It's a great thing to talk about. And we'd love to know your favorite soda flavor. Also, we're talking about our new merchandise. We're wearing the Good Morning Show shirts. We've got three different styles, and we would love for you to check them out. If you want your own, you can just go to the website, thegoodmorningshow.tv, and link to the t-shirts. It'll take you right to our storefront at Cliff and Geneva's, and you can pick your shirt, pick your color, and we will get that out to you so quick so that you can tout your favorite podcast or live stream, or maybe not your favorite, but if it's one you like, we'd be happy for you to wear our merch. I like the eye chart shirt that you're wearing, Terry. It really does look good on the military green.
Yeah, yeah. That was. I think that was the What's in Your Cup was my first design, just because we already have it on on the episodes.
Yeah.
And so I had the graphic already, but the Good Morning Show one I think was the second one. We actually used the van one, the VW van one, for an episode when we were going on a road trip.
Yep.
And so it was our cover art, if you will, for the road trip episode back in season one. Which, incidentally, we are in season 3.
Yes.
How
you
about
guys,
that?
Can you believe
we
this
just,
is the third season we have been on air? It's crazy.
We just, it's this is episode 2 of season 3, or episode 184. So we've made 184 actual show episodes. Crazy.
Here's some more favorite soda flavors. Chris says that BJ's restaurant in Oxmoor Mall has an amazing cream, orange cream soda. They make it themselves.
Oh,
really?
Cool.
Robin says she likes the OD green. Oh, shirt.
OD. Yeah, it's a military designation.
Oh,
I forget what they call it. What do they call it? OD. I don't know. I can't remember. I used to remember what it was.
Monica says she looks forward to the Sierra Mist Cranberry Splash. They don't make that anymore. I remember that. I actually like the cranberry soda. Season 3, whoop whoop, says MK. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
This is what the sign says, and here's the meme.
You guys check those.
Speed check by radar.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I think those are hilarious.
There's a sign just like that as you turn off of Preston Highway and turn onto Summit Drive like you're heading to the church.
Yeah.
Although I keep looking for radar, but he's not there. I'm hoping one day he'll just pop out of the bushes. Didn't he become like a senator or some kind of a thing for Illinois?
I don't know.
I think he did. Lynn, let us know.
Lynn and Janice.
Gary Burghardt. That's the actor's name.
The Google Queens.
Yes.
Teresa.
Good morning, Teresa.
I missed you yesterday, Teresa. Are you feeling well? I missed you so much. I almost texted you and then I thought, what if you're resting? So I didn't text you, but I missed you. And she's drinking tea in her cup because she's really honestly been a bit under the weather. So I hope you're feeling better this morning. Olive drab green. That's OD green.
Okay.
I love olive drab. Military green. It looks good.
Yeah.
Robin says that's the OD center.
Oh, the OD green. Calling names out. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Radar and his teddy bear.
Yeah.
Do you remember how he would just have the colonel sign for things? And he's like, did I just sign for a stolen Jeep radar?
Yeah,
that was one of my favorite lines.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, Henry Blake was really good for that comedic response, you know, to all that stuff. And I remember that was one of the things that he always said was because he'd be so engaged in the conversation of what's going on with another issue.
Yeah.
He's usually distracted, you know, with something
else
going on.
Sign here, sign here, and he'd just sign. I love that.
And he's like, what's this one signed for? He's like, I might need it in the future. It's like a blank sheet of paper, you know?
I love it.
It's like signing blank checks, right?
I love it.
Just give it to us.
Yeah, MK says hi to Teresa. I love it when you guys are so friendly with each other. I love how you guys have great relationships. That's what we are. We're family together. And so as we are here to encourage you today, Terry's going to let us know what's on the schedule.
Well, let's see. Today being April 29th, guess what day it is?
Monday.
It's National Zipper Day.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. I mean, national... Think about it. We take these things for granted, right? Except for when they don't work right, they really can get you in a bind, right?
Oh.
But it celebrates this day, celebrates something that we often don't think about and automatically take for granted. And the first attempt at creating the zipper came from the inventor of the sewing machine. And no, his last name was not Singer. Elias Howe in 1851 received a patent for automatic continuous clothing closure.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it had the name saying this is what it does. But he never marketed his invention, and he missed the recognition that he could have received. And 42 years later, Whitcomb Judson began selling what he called the clasp locker. Okay? And similar to Howe's patent, this device, it served as a more complicated, like a hook and eye shoe fastener, so it wasn't really totally the zipper yet. But Judson started the Universal Fastener Company, where he manufactured his new device, and he debuted it at the Chicago World's Fair in 1893. So there's a long history with the zipper that we don't, you know, even really think about. And there, he didn't really have a lot of success there, but he earned credit as its creator because he put his invention before the public for sale. So that's how the other guy missed out, right? And in 1906, the Universal Fastener Company hired Gideon Sundback, a Swedish-American electrical engineer, and he was highly skilled and known for his devotion to the company. And on April 29th, 1913, he was granted a patent for the modern zipper, known then as the separable fastener. I didn't even know separable was a, I'd say separatable, but separable fastener. And then he submitted modifications to that invention in 1917. And today we wear designs very similar to that one. And while he may have called them a separable fastener, we know them as zippers. And by 1923, B.F. Goodrich, right, popularized the word zipper as it applied to use in the boots and pouches that it was making. And the company even copyrighted the name zipper for a short time. And, you know, think about, well, where does the word zipper come from? Best I could find for etymology for zipper was that zip means to move quickly, like to zip from here to there. And so then that because it was able to quickly close your clothing, a jacket, your jeans,
much
whatever.
Much faster than a button.
Much faster than buttons.
Yeah.
So you could zip your jacket. You could close it quicker.
Well,
so, you know.
Okay.
So it's National Zipper Day. So I don't know. I don't know how you celebrate. Maybe do a little rap song on your jacket or something. You know, zip, 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 zip.
That's crazy. Have you been on the National Day calendar again, Terry?
I have.
Oh, I thought we had put that thing to bed.
No. I still check it every once in a while. Some of the stuff is just totally out there. But I know there's one coming tomorrow that you're definitely going to enjoy. You're going to love this one.
Oh.
Tomorrow on the 30th of April. Okay. It's National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day.
Oh, let's all do that.
Yeah. Each year, National Adopt a Pet Shelter Day on April 30th raises awareness for thousands of pets that are waiting for and needing adoption from the shelters. And they say how you can observe the Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. You can visit a shelter and consider adopting. Maybe you just go visit them, give them a little love. You know, you can just do like we did, and you can just ask to have one brought into a little room, and you can just play with them for a little while, even if you don't adopt them. I'm sure they love and appreciate that. They also say remembering to spay and neuter your fur babies helps reduce the number of unwanted pets in the population. Bob Barker always used that.
That's right.
And they say also that you can visit your local humane society, your local shelter. And another way you can do it, people are on social media. You can share your pictures of your adopted pet on social media and use hashtag Adopt a Shelter Pet Day.
Yeah.
We have done that.
Yep. We have.
That's why I said it would be very near and dear to
your heart. You guys saw them. They made their little cameos earlier in the show. We have two. We had a bonded pair of Chihuahuas that we adopted from the Humane Shelter in Topeka.
Yes, Phineas and Abby. And even before Phineas and Abby, Sully.
We had Sully. We are huge advocates for adopting, not shopping, not buying from pet stores, but adopting a pet because, you know, rescuing is the way to go. And also, we totally love the idea of letting the pet choose you. I don't know how you guys feel about this, but as we were looking to adopt, I remember we just walked through. And Sully chose us. He wasn't really interested in you. He wasn't really interested in me. But
he was a big old lovable.
Really
I don't even know what he was.
He chose Baylor. And when we spent time with him, we knew he had chosen his people.
Yeah, he was one of those dogs.
He looked like
what was his? Do you remember what
he was a mutt. Do you guys remember when we used to use that word? He was just a mixed breed dog of several different things.
A large dog, large breed dog.
Yep, and he was a senior. He was an older dog, and that's something to consider as well. I think of the end of a dog's life is a great time to adopt them because they're so appreciative, and it's like giving them the best at the end of their life.
For sure.
Robin says that Kentucky has free to $25 adoptions because they're so overcrowded. We follow them on Instagram, and I probably show Terry a dog a day.
Are we
gonna get another dog? No, we are not. But I always show him the dogs. Yeah, and if they're like really sad and pathetic and something's wrong with them, I'm endeared to them more. Am I the only one that's like that?
The one you showed me the other day, they named him Carl. Right? And Carl, they said he was out wandering alongside of the highway.
Yeah.
And had some teeth missing.
Broken teeth.
Broken teeth.
He has no fur. His skin is all infected. He's a little Chihuahua. He's an older senior Chihuahua.
Yeah.
And he was in some serious need. And somebody kindheartedly enough picked him up off the side of the road, took him to the shelter in a backpack. and helped him to find some care. So they're treating him under the veterinary care there at the shelter. And I was like, oh my goodness. You know, we have an older Chihuahua, and we appreciate the, I don't know if we appreciate them. Sometimes they have terrible attitudes, but we love them anyway.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm all about helping out.
For sure, for sure. Well, if you're just tuning in, this is a Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. We are talking about tomorrow, April 30th, is National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day, in case you're wondering what you just kind of walked into here. And we're talking about all the different ways that you can observe that time, whether it's spending just a few minutes or an hour with a shelter dog, or maybe even taking one home.
And also, Ann Mickey from Topeka.
Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Ann. Great to see you this morning. She just had a few minutes to hop on. We're glad you joined us.
Amen.
It's great to see you.
Yes.
Brenda loves the idea of Carl the Chihuahua and adopting a shelter pet.
Yes.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I also know that I'm not saying, you guys, that you can't get a great pet from a pet store. Please don't
For sure.
that. I just know that there's, I have the heart to not see animals destroyed because there's not enough homes for them. And I think you guys get
Absolutely.
That, right?
Absolutely.
And it's not that we just care so much about dogs. It's just that, I don't know, I think we should just steward the Lord's creation well and take care of the critters.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you know, so there's
I don't have that philosophy about cats, though, and maybe I need to pray through on that.
I want to go back to a question. Lynn says, what was the name again? I'm not sure.
Radar O'Reilly's name, the actor?
Oh, yeah. Gary Burghardt.
Gary Burghardt.
I think it's B-U-R-G-H-A-R-D-T.
You asked her to find out what he's doing in life. Mm-hmm. And she needed the name.
Yes,
thank
the
you,
actor,
Lynn.
Gary Burghardt, who played
Lynn
Radar O'Reilly.
Lynn is our unofficial producer.
She's our fact checker.
On the side fact checker.
She and Janice.
She and Janice are the Google queens. All right, scroll down a little bit if you don't care.
Teresa says she's doing a lot better. She can't wait to get back on schedule.
Good, Teresa.
Yes.
Good, good, good.
Absolutely.
Bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we adopted a cat, says D, who chose me. And I don't even like cats. We call him Sorry Cat. Don't tell anyone, I kind of miss him. Aw, D, that's a great story.
Oh.
You know, I said I don't particularly care for cats either, but when I acquired the husband, the man, he came with a cat already, like is a 2-for-1 deal.
Yeah.
And that was a great cat too.
Yeah.
I don't particularly like cats, but that one I did like. That was Sammy, and I kind of miss him. I won't tell if you don't tell, D.
Yeah. Robin is saying it's Gary Berghoff, not Burghardt. I'm not sure who Burghardt is, but that name just kind of came to my mind.
Thank you, Robin.
You know,
Robin, another fact checker, keeping us on track. We need that.
Yeah. Monica says she's not a fan of cats either, but she's also allergic, so there's no loss
there. Yeah. I get that. And one of the reasons we don't have a cat is our son growing up was desperately allergic to cats.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't really.
And the interesting thing, and we've talked about this before, was he didn't show any of those allergy symptoms to Sammy.
Nope.
She did not affect him in that way.
Nope. Every other cat, though.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Deal. D says, thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, one of the other things that we like to do around here is we like to share the word for your day, coming from God's word, just for a little bit of encouragement and a little bit of something that we can chew on as we go throughout our day. What do you think about we do that for right now?
I think that'd be great.
Jump in.
I have just a little tiny verse this morning to share with you. It's actually out of Colossians 3. Colossians 3:3 is the address of the verse I'm reading this morning. Morning.
And
here Colossians 3:3, set your mind. I'm sorry, I read the wrong verse. Let's try it again. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Listen to this again. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. You know, when I was little, I struggled a little bit understanding when the Bible talked about us dying all the time. And I think one of the things is we have to understand this is not talking about a physical death. This is talking about the death to ourself, the death to our flesh. And so let me explain this. When we are called into relationship with Jesus, he calls us by his Spirit. The Word of God says that no person comes to the Father lest he draws them. And so he draws us by his Holy Spirit. The door in which we go through the Father is relationship with the Son, Jesus Christ. He is the only way. He's the only way to the Father. He's the truth. He's the way. He's the light. And so as we enter relationship with Jesus Christ, we are called to be crucified to ourself, meaning that we no longer live for us, but we live our life in, for, and through Christ Jesus. And so that's the death that the word is talking about. There's literally a death we suffer along with Christ in our relationship with Christ, and that's the death to our old self, our old way. We don't live the life of a Christian with our own personal agenda. We actually live the life of a Christian with the purpose of God in our life. And so our agenda is to expand the kingdom, for people to come to know Jesus because we share that, and for us to grow deep, expanding the kingdom deep, so that we know him better. If there's a greater revelation, we just come to understand the word better, and we come to understand the word to the place where we can grow and mature in Christ likeness, meaning we become like Christ. That's our goal. That's the maturity. That's the whole plan for what we're called to do and what we're called to be. And so when we read a verse like this that says, "For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God," what it means is the spotlight is no longer on you. It's not about you. It's not about me. Do you guys remember that I told you a story about Gabe at church? And Gabe and I hold each other accountable for a couple of things. And one of the things I ask Gabe to hold me accountable to is he asks me, "Is it about you today, Pastor Melissa? Or is it about Jesus?" You see, sometimes I get stuck in my feelings, and I'm upset, I'm worried, I'm scared, I'm frustrated, right? That sounds like me. I want. That makes it about me. And when I ask Gabe to keep me accountable, what I'm asking him to say is, are you thinking about how everything is affecting you today, or are you living your life for Christ? Is it all about him? When I say the spotlight is no longer on me, it means that everything I do must be a reflection of him for him. My life needs to be a neon flashing sign that points to Jesus Christ, so that the spotlight is always on him. It's not my name that I want famous, it's his name. It's not my ways that I want to perpetuate and disciple. I don't want to make disciples of Melissa. I want to make disciples of Jesus Christ. I want to do things out of such a place of intimacy and closeness with the Lord that it overflows out of my life and everybody says, "How come you act this way? Why do you have hope in hopeless situations?" And I can say, the hope I have is Jesus Christ. The Bible says, live your life in such a way that people want to know the reason for the hope that lies within you. And that hope is Jesus Christ. We want to live so differently from the rest of the world, not because we're criticizing, not because we're judging people, not because we're wagging our finger, but because we're acting so much like love, who is Jesus, because we're acting so Christ-like, we're so different from the world that people want to know, why are you always full of hope when it's hopeless? Why are you always full of peace when it's chaos? Why are you always living in this attitude of joy when everything around you is troubled? And then we can say, because Jesus Christ has changed my life. I no longer live for me. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. This verse today in Colossians 3:3 reminds us that we have died to ourself, to our life, and we are hidden in Christ. We may never be famous. People by the hundreds and thousands may never know our name, but we can still live completely successfully and accomplish all the things the Lord has set forth for us to do if we are hidden in Christ. If nobody ever knows my name, I don't care. If you watch this show and you don't even remember what it's called, I don't care. Here's what I care about. I care that you tuned in and you heard the message of Jesus Christ, for it is life. It is salvation. And there is salvation in no other name but the name of Jesus. If you don't remember that we have merchandise, if you don't care what kind of coffee we drink, I'm cool with that. But here's what I want you to know. I want you to know that no matter where you are and no matter what you're struggling with, you have an answer, and his name is Jesus. You have a savior and you need one. And it's not the world and it's not yourself. It's Jesus Christ. He is your savior and your redeemer. It's not a casual relationship that you enter into and you keep by tradition once a week. It is a daily, vibrant life in Christ, a relationship so close that it's called a covenant. This is who he is. Will he fix all of your problems? Will you never have any trouble again? No, he's not promising that, but he's promising this. Everything you face, you will not face alone. Every truth that he has is applicable for your life today. It is not an archaic book. It is not somebody's made up imaginary story. A life in Christ is everything for this life now and for your eternity. There's nothing else worth giving your whole life for but Jesus. There's nothing else worth living for but Jesus. And friends, there's nothing else worth dying for but the message of Jesus Christ. We've determined to give our whole lives for it. This show, we want to talk about what you are, who you are, what you love, because we want to get to know you. We want to build relationship with you, because at the end of the day, if you want to enter into relationship with us, we hope to point you to Jesus. It's not a cover. It's not a trick. Everything we do is for him. We've answered the call. Sometimes we do it okay. Boy, sometimes we don't do it so good because we're still journeying, right? We haven't got it all figured out yet, but we're really trying because we really love him. And it's the call of our life. And whether you know it or not, it's the call of yours too. So if you don't know our name, that's cool. We want to be hidden in Christ. We want to be those that pray and intercede in the hidden places. We don't want to be those that lead the charge and make our names famous. We want to be those that lead the charge on our faces, on our knees, believing in a Holy Spirit and a living God and a Savior whose name is Jesus. We love you today. And if you don't know him as your personal Savior, or if somehow you thought you were just in relationship with him because you attended church, but today you know that something different needs to happen, I hope we can pray with you. I hope you'll reach out to us. We want today to be the day of salvation when you really receive him and he really receives all of you. Jesus, today we love you. We pray that we would remember that it's an honor to die to ourselves in our life and be hidden with you, Christ, in God, for your kingdom purposes. Lord, we know you have a plan for our life, and that purpose is specific. Lord, we give ourselves unto you to walk out that life. We can't do it without your Spirit guiding us, so we declare our utter dependence upon you. We need you, we love you, and we thank you. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for redeeming us. Thank you for allowing our life to have meaning and purpose in you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. There's your word for the day.
Amen. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
Hidden is okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people in the world, they want to attain fame, right? They want to be rich and famous, be rich and famous, be rich and famous. What if our only purpose was to be so hidden in Christ that he was made famous in our
right.
life?
Well, and you know, that should be our desire is for us to be able to make him known.
And not just known in your life. I don't want to be like, well, I don't have to make him famous because Terry's making him famous. No, it's all of us in each of our lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want him to be glorified in each of our lives.
Absolutely.
Okay, so here's the update. Good morning, Pastor Bobby, by the way.
Good morning, buddy.
I missed a bunch of comments.
He just got home from his allergy testing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did I miss a bunch of comments up here?
No.
Okay, cool.
Ann said that she wouldn't trade her Ellie, I'm assuming.
Cat?
Mm-hmm, Ellie, for anything.
Lynn says, known as Radar on MASH, Berghoff was a self-taught wildlife painter and is authorized with the state of California to handle injured wildlife. Yeah. He is also a professional jazz drummer. He is the inventor of Chum Magic, a fishing tackle. Wow. Thank you, Lynn.
I don't
think you were right about him being a senator or
whatever. Well, I think he was running for office or something, but the one I'm really thinking of, an 80s TV, it's going to be Gopher. from Love Boat. I believe he probably did actually do something in politics.
Okay.
And so I think there comes a time in some people when they have a propensity to be drawn towards political things that they want to try to use, as we're talking here, about their fame, their notoriety, their
serving,
ability.
Like serving the greater good.
Yeah, and their ability to be recognized in a public forum to stand on certain issues. And yeah. So, you know. That yep. might have been it.
Right. Okay. So, Sarah. Hi,
good morning, Sarah.
From Topeka. Great to see you. She's got a prayer request this morning. Tegan, a 9-year-old girl at Children's Mercy with cancer tumor on her brainstem, and it's been a rough few weeks. So, right now, Lord Jesus, we lift up Tegan to you. Father, I thank you for her life. I thank you for the purpose that you have created her with. Father, we pray right now that cancer would be cursed in the yes. name of Jesus, that cancer would be removed from this little body in the name of Jesus, that there would be whole healing for this little girl, that her entire life would be a testimony to your healing power. We pray in Jesus' name. Family, we pray peace for the family. We pray rest for the family, and we pray an energy by the Holy Spirit that comes with your presence, Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Dave says, good word. D says, keep us dead. Daily dying to self.
That's
moment
what it's about. You're
by
right.
moment by moment. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Check
Amen.
Your number there.
Hey, yeah. isn't that awesome?
Yes.
Gopher, says Robin.
Yes,
the love boat. Hey.
In Iowa. He ran for governor in Iowa.
Ah.
See, and it's funny because Radar O'Reilly, in the character, his hometown was Ottumwa. Iowa.
Yeah.
So I don't know if my brain was like, you know, crisscrossing and making
other things. Are there any Iowans on the live stream today? If you're from Iowa, give me a little hands up. I want to talk to you about something. If you're not, never mind. We'll just keep moving on. Good morning, Dawn, sweet sister.
Hey, good morning.
From the Oklahoma Panhandle, Turpin, Oklahoma, in the house.
That's right.
Okay, so I love this. Look at you guys with all your fact checking. I appreciate you guys so much. Terry, Fred Grandy became the U.S. representative for the state of Iowa after Love Boat.
There you go.
And Lynn is praying in agreement. We got everybody praying in agreement with this little girl, Tegan. Sarah, thank you for bringing this prayer request to our awareness. Hey, we want to pray for you because we love you. And we also believe in the power of prayer. Do you know that we serve a God that loves to move and answer prayer in our lives? And it's not us bossing God around. It's us partnering with him. Yeah. For his hand to move and bring change. So Bucky says it gives new meaning to deadheads.
To being dead to self.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We need to be deadheads. That's right. That's good, actually.
Yeah.
Yay!
For sure.
All right, gang. So Monica says she's born and raised in Iowa, but she's in Nebraska now. Okay, so let's talk about this. It is called... What is the town that has the famous meat in it? That has that deli? And we went
in Iowa?
Yeah. Pella. Anybody
Pella,
know
Iowa.
About Pella, Iowa?
Mm-hmm.
I think Pella windows come from Pella, Iowa. But
that's
also,
probably true.
They have an incredible deli, and they have bologna and like deli meat that's like, what do you call it? Mwah, chef's kiss.
Mm.
So good. Pella, Iowa. Anybody know about Pella? Is it just me? Just me? Okay. Well, that's all.
That's good.
Save me.
Well, in case you guys are just jumping in here, we're at the last few minutes of the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. It's usually about an hour that we spend with you all, and we're so blessed to be able to get to do that.
Ooh.
And we're right now, we're doing it once a week. We almost did one Thursday night.
We almost did.
Yeah. You know, we were like inspired, but didn't have the prep to kind of get it all ready with everything that was going on. And so it was a busy
day. We're not going to be able to do it this Thursday either because we have the National Day of Prayer. Hey, Jen!
Hey.
Jen in the house, agreeing in prayer for supernatural healing. We love you. Robin loves Pella, Iowa. Amen,
yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
And also, no Thursday Night Live because we do have the National Day of Prayer. But
that'll
I really think we're getting a kick in the seat in the pants to probably reinstate that.
Yeah.
I just took a drink of refreshing Coke Zero Spiced. I love it so much. So good.
Well, I know that we're probably going to be getting some more of this because it's really good, isn't it?
Yeah, I do like a little fruity in my soda, I think. I didn't realize I did, but I do like that.
Yeah. It is good.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. So let's close out with a little getting to know you.
Little get to know
you. What it is we ask a question. Sometimes you guys pick the answer, pick the name, the number that gives us the question. But
yeah.
I picked one today because I just thought, you know, I just kind of want everybody loves to talk about from time to time. And so we're going to answer the question. And then you will get to answer the question as well. Those of you that are online now, you see it in your chat box. So you'll be thinking, type your answer so that we can hear your answer to this question. What is one favorite activity from childhood you wish you could do now? Does it mean like being able to touch my toes?
I was good cartwheeler. I was never good at like gymnastics and stuff. I played fast pitch softball since I was little, but I love doing cartwheels and I was really, really good at it. And I, for some reason, probably should not try it now. I don't think I can do it now.
Yeah.
I don't have the confidence to do it now, but I wish I could.
Yeah.
I'm going to work toward that.
Yeah. Well, you know, we had really wide streets in my hometown in Scott City, Kansas. I mean, wide, super wide, like four lane wide in just on the city streets and the blocks. And so we would always often find ourselves doing things in the street, playing in the street, doing things. And one of the things that I always used to love to do was I would get a cinder block and I'd get a board and then I'd get my bike and I'd go out and I'd jump
ramps.
Like Evel Knievel.
Jump ramps.
Because, you know, being a kid in the 70s, Evel Knievel was always big in my mind. And so I wish I could, you know, take a bike out and maybe, I don't know if I'd have the courage to do it now.
Cool.
You know, we do a lot of crazy things when we're younger because we just haven't figured out there's consequences to some stupid stuff, you know. But maybe ride a big wheel. I mean, you know, if I could fit in it, maybe riding a little big wheel, that would be
kind of
cool.
I loved my big wheel. Yeah. I had an Incredible Hulk big wheel.
I had a skateboard. Did you have a skateboard?
I did not skateboard. That was not my thing.
No.
I like to roller skate and I love to ride my bike and I love my big wheel. So let's jump over to the chat box.
Jennifer
and
says
see.
Roller skating.
Well, let's
I'm going
start
up.
From the top.
Jennifer says roller skating.
Start
and
from
also,
the top and come down.
Dawn Epp is roller skating.
Teresa likes marbles. Mm-hmm. She wishes she could play marbles again.
I was just trying to stay on topic.
Roller skate.
Yep.
Dee wishes she could ride her bike around town with no worries.
Yeah.
Amen. Stevie A wants to hike in the Rocky Mountain National Park. He wishes he could still do that. Monica wishes she could still climb trees. Janice wishes she could go to grandma's.
Oh, now there's a good one.
And Tim says sitting on the front porch whittling with his grandpa. Excellent.
Yeah.
Teresa says just play in itself. Isn't that cool when your whole job was just to play, right?
Yeah, go out and dig in the dirt or do something, you know.
Jennifer says roller skating.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn says, I wish I could skate the way I used to. I've had too many broken ankles. Robin also wishes she could roller skate.
Yep.
And Dee says, drink some more of that spice Coke, Melissa, and I bet you could do a cartwheel. I don't know. I wish you would bet me, and then we'll see what happens. Although I might be on here in a cast next week.
Oh, no.
Elrinda says trampoline tricks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Janice says we used to race down Main Street on our bikes at night.
Yes.
Yep. Can lines.
Can lines.
Hello.
He's going to get me in trouble here. He's going to get me in trouble. No,
thanks,
not those kind of cans. I think I told that story once before where we would take fishing line and we'd string it across the street, prop it up high enough that the grill of a vehicle would come across and we had aluminum cans tied to the
end
of it.
Don't say that.
I know. Don't go out and do this, but he's going to get me in trouble.
Dave wishes he had his Matchbox cars from the 60s. You guys, this hour went so fast.
It always does.
I hope you go to the website. Check out our merch. Check out our new shirts at thegoodmorningshow.tv. That's the address. Go there. Check out our shirts. Get yourself one.
That's
We're
right.
We're so happy you've joined us this morning. We've loved being with you. We encourage you. We bless you. And we love you in Jesus' name.
Celebrate National Zipper Day. Don't take it for granted. When they're not working, man, they put you in a bind really quick. Also tomorrow, National Adopt-A-Pet Day. So maybe visit your Humane Society place or something like that to a shelter to where you can go and just show a little love to those who have been left behind.
We love you guys.
That's all for now. God
see
bless you.
Next week.
We'll see you soon.
Thanks for tuning into the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. You can catch up on previous episodes, find links to our social pages, and drop us a line at our website, thegoodmorningshow.tv. Thanks for listening.